Hey, yesterday we were, I had asked the question about whether you thought you deserved a rebate if you lived in a condo or an apartment and you were paying for common amenities like weight rooms and pools, indoor, outdoor, community spaces, party rooms, that kind of stuff. And at the same time as we were doing that segment, the Condo Authority of Ontario was publishing its new guidance for condominium corporations, and it became very unclear in my mind, who's the decider here? I mean, George Bush, clearly, when he was president, was the decider. He was quite clear about that. But in this case, we have condominium corporations, which are by and large able to set the terms and references for their amenities in their buildings that their tenants have to abide by. We have a government spokesman from a government agency in the public health saying, well, that's up to the condo boards. But then there's this Condominium Authority of Ontario, which is issuing guidance. Talked to a condo board member on the air who thought that their word was law. I got home from the show yesterday to find an email from the condo board in my building, from the manager, actually, saying that, great news, the pool, indoor pool, will reopen in 14 days after it's recertified by public health. So who's the decider here? The condo authority has said, no, they can't reopen. But is that the law? Is that mandatory direction? Or is that just sort of a friendly suggestion on how you might deal with it? I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So my guest joining me now is Natalia Polis. She's an associate with Lash Condo Law. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Are you able to clear up my quandary? The Condo Authority of Ontario, which is a fairly new agency, I think, issued some very clear instructions yesterday, and it said, don't open the pools. Is that mandatory? Do condominium corporations have to abide by that?
So what the Condo Authority of Ontario publishes, for the most part, is just guidelines and suggestions for condominium corporations. So they're not actually binding on the corporations. But with that being said, the CAO provides very useful information and guidance. So since its inception in 2017, it's been like an outstanding leader in the condo industry. Many of our clients, owners, directors, and so forth look at the CAO for guidance. I'm surprised it took this long to get this sort of great resource in place, but honestly, thank God it's here. With that being said, though, ultimately, it's up to the board of directors of each condo corporation to determine whether or not they will be proceeding to open amenities.
Yeah, because it's... Well, I think there was some confusion there amongst the condo boards. Now, admittedly, condo boards are people like me, you know, who don't know a lot about... I know a little bit about a lot of things. I don't know a lot about this. And I think if you saw something coming out from the Condominium Authority of Ontario, you might assume that it was prescriptive, whereas other people like obnoxious tenants, like me, might be pestering you to do something and you're trying to say, well, we're following the rules, but you're not really.
Yeah, so with the condo authority, a lot of corporations do look at them for guidance, but again, it's not prescriptive, it's not mandatory what they say. So the board should discuss with their legal counsel and determine whether or not they could safely open their amenities and what safety plan they should put into effect. So some of our clients are opening amenities, including pools, but putting certain like safety protocols into place. For instance, time slots. So residents can book a time slot, and then in between the time slots, the corporation has hired additional cleaning staff to go in and clean and disinfect the areas that the residents have been in. So as long as corporations can open their amenities safely and are comfortable in doing so, they can. It's just a matter of looking at the specific facts and strategies that a corporation will be taking in order to safeguard their residents.
I think that makes sense, and I think you've made it very clear. Thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Natalia Polis is an associate with Lash Condo Law. And so there, if you're on a condo board or you are a tenant in a condominium governed by a condo board, the buck stops with the board. They can kind of do what they want as long as it's within public health guidelines, which are, of course, different from place to place. This is not an easy one for them. But yeah, because the condo board member we heard from yesterday, oh, we're just following the law. Well, that's not the law. The law is you are the decider. So if you're not happy with the decision, you want to call your condo board. You don't want to call the government.